Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. And I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also Baruch Yah, featuring also Evangelist Green from Daveyton. All right. Now, Professor, let me bring this to you. Also, when it comes to visions. Now, I was looking at the word, and there's something that I saw which speaks about the vision, you know, and what the vision is even all about. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 17. Remember Elisha and the young man called, is it Gehazi? Gehazi saw the army of the enemy surrounding them. But the perplexity that was on him was different from what was holding on to Elisha. Actually, Elisha was not as afraid as Gehazi, the young man. And this troubled him. So we could see the earthly vision, the attack, but he was not seeing the divine vision. Then it says in 2 Kings 6, 17, it shows... The vision also shows the current situation. Check it out. It says, and Elisha prayed and said, Yahuwah, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Elohim opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. He couldn't see the current situation. You know what? If a vision is robbed of the current, its current aspect, it's like singing the song, "We Shall Overcome Someday." And we pass away, and that day called someday doesn't come. But we should see what is happening in our current times. Professor, what comes to mind then?
Thank you, my brother, again. Yeah, you just quoted a very important scripture here which needs us to talk about, as you've started already. Mm-hmm. And you are talking about a vision in three tenses, but you were more focusing on the current, so that we don't only look at it as something that is coming tomorrow, because if we fail that today, the tomorrow that we are perceiving will never be realized. We'll never get to that tomorrow, because we build our tomorrow by taking cognizance of the today so that we can do better today. So what I need to receive today is what I will use in creating my tomorrow based on what God is showing me today. So you quoted 2 Kings 6:17, where Elisha had to pray for the opening of Gehazi's eyes. And what Gehazi was seeing was different from what Elisha was seeing. So what is coming into my mind here is, why was that the case? Obviously, these two were on different platforms, because if they were on the same platform, they're going to see the same thing. So it means Gehazi here is in a different spiritual platform, which is not the one that Elisha was at. And hence, Elisha had to bring him by prayer to a platform where he was, so that he can also see the way Elisha was seeing. So if we are not seeing things for what they really are, we mess up in the current, and even our behavior and conduct not align with the word of God, simply because we do not have the vision of the current. We are just looking into the tomorrow, and we fail to look into the today, and that makes us not to behave well, not to carry ourselves well now, and we might even act in a manner that is portraying that we do not know God were because we did not see the current. And what is happening here, we are seeing Elisha bringing Gehazi into his platform so that he can begin to act in faith. If we can't see the today, Brother Ray, we are not going to act in faith because we will be intimidated by the current. We will not see what God is giving unto us. We are not going to act according to to the word of God. And this is what I'm picking up from the scripture. And the other aspect that I want to bring along here, if you are not in God, you are not going to see the way God wants you to see things. And to me, Gehazi is outside of the presence, is outside of the place where he's supposed to be. But Elisha was seeing from within. And what do I mean by that? I mean he was seeing from where God is. But Gehazi was seeing from the outside, meaning he is seeing the world. His focus was in the world. So what picture are we getting if we are not going to be in God? Brother Baruch spoke about the word. We cannot speak of vision outside of the word. So it means if we are not in the word, we are not going to see what the word says. You're not going to see the flesh that is produced by the word. Yeah. Instead, you're going to see what the world is showing us as the deceiving things that will take us away from the Lord. Mm. So we must be in him, in the word, that we may see as the word dictates, that we may be able to be the right doers of the word. So in that case, the current that we are talking about, which is what God wants us to embrace so that we can do the will of God now, and we will be able to use whatever is being shown to us today for us to influence the tomorrow, which is something that God has already showed us. If God can show us the tomorrow and we are failing to deal with the today, we must forget about getting to that tomorrow, because our behavior today does not say we have heard God. In fact, today we would have been deceived. We would have been in a state of fear. We would have been confused because we looked at people, we looked at the surroundings, we looked at the society. And if we are not seeing God today, it means even what we are seeing for tomorrow will not take place. So I want to go back to this beautiful verse of Gehazi and Elisha. These are the pictures of believers of where they should be. It is about positioning. You cannot see well if you're not in the right state. Mm. He who is on the mountain obviously will see the whole view, but he who is on the valley. So it says for us to be in the right vision, Brother Ray, we must fight to be on the platform where God is. Mm. We will be understand where God is. Then we can be able to speak well about today. And you also spoke about the story of the Israelites being led by Moses when they had to go to the promised land. They saw everything. They experienced the miracles of God. They ate, they drank. God was giving them everything that they needed. But unfortunately, their spiritual sight was not aligned with God. They still did not experience God, even though they saw the tangible things that God was bringing to them. Brother, are you saying something?
No.
Oh, okay. So what I'm saying is the Israelites ate, they drank from everything that God gave them. But most of them still did not enter the promised land simply because they did not have the spiritual sight of where they were going. And why did they not have the spiritual sight of where they were going? It's because they ignored the current, like you were saying. They ignored what God was showing them. They did not see God then. They did not see that God has already delivered them, and the hand of God was not evident to them. They took things as though they are being old. Yabona umuntu mangabe uyitshela ukuthi uyangkweleta, and you don't even see the grace that is being handed over to you. So you don't utilize and appreciate what you are experiencing today. So if we don't deal good and well with the today, like the Israelites dealt with their today, then they failed in the tomorrow, which was the promised land that God had given unto them. So these are the things that we need to take note of. So I was quoting from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1 to 5, about this particular issue of the Israelites. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. What are visions? What are they even all about? What comes to mind? Let's hear you.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And we are touching this very issue, you know, we are touching this very issue of saying, what is a vision? And true visions, according to the word of the Most High, my argument is that we are continuously, these are continuously upon us, as the Spirit has been poured already upon us. So Joel 2:28 has been read in most cases out of context, or with a little bit of error on our part, in that these are the times it has been referring to. And the devil is trying by all means to deceive us, not to see that we are upon that time. The Spirit of the Father is upon us, and we speak, we dream dreams and see visions. But that this is happening in all the three times, past, present, and future, currently. Each and every one of us. We might try to ignore that, but the truth is the truth and will stand. Godfrey, what comes to mind, man?
Ah, Mganwami.
My friend.
Brother Ray.
Hey, Tada.
Nama guest lapho. Mayakhi no professor. Nabalaleli. Vision. It's the highest form of understanding and knowledge. Yes, when the scripture city we receive faith by hearing. But manje e vision is the highest form of faith.
Yeah.
Shut lapho uNkulunkulu eTempela. Ngai describe kanje e visions. E vision is an instant of something happening in the something that's going to happen in the future, or something that's happening in the present, or something that happened in the past. So, in other words, what I can say, when he created the heavens and the earth, he is already finished. He's starting an end. He creates the end from the beginning. The example is that who created Adam is the end. And then Adam is the beginning. Adult. So, everything that we see in the life, it's gonna align to plan kaNkulunkulu and the script. Nothing's gonna change. At the end of the rope line, kuzoba nalabantu ababhalile in the book of life before the foundation of the earth. Kuzowenza laba abazoya ngapha according to the script. So in short, in ama visions, it's like a videotape recorder. From the beginning, uNkulunkulu senzele imovie. Wenze imovie, ne? Eyaziwa kuye from the beginning to present and to the end. And then now and then he takes his chosen people, laba bamlalelayo. He shows them ama video clips of the future or the past or whatever instant afuna ukuyibonisa. Kuthi in future ubonisa uJohn at Patmos vision revelation. Good, this is what's going to happen. Then we are stopped. And then ubonisa uEzekiel kingdom ukuthi injani kunama kune throne kunama angels and whatnot, and then stops. So it's the highest form of future, and the faith yakhe iba augmented and strengthened to those abaqhoza kuwe. So it's like watching a movie ending or in the middle of the movie, but it doesn't want to show all of it because it doesn't want to spoil it. Now and then it shows you matrix, Kuti, where you are at this stand, we're here, current but there situation. Is a future and so on and so to future. Give us hope and courage so that we can keep on hoping and looking forward to the end, let us promise on. So that is why now I increase our visions as the promise to Joel. It's because now the time of consummation is approaching very fast. And then so now he has to keep his promise, which as Bonnie say, our visions over and over and over. And many people, of course, we're not about our fake. And the vision, are we forced? Are we fast daily? Some people you can, well, maybe you can. But it will come naturally. Akusi into ukuthi uzophuza something we stimulate ukuthi today njengalabo abenzayo ukuthi bazenza ama rituals ukuthi azothola ama visions and what not. That's not how it works. AkaNkulunkulu azo at the right time, at the right moment, when you least expect them, and for a purpose and for a time, and to tell you and to give you hope, and then about what is going to happen. If you have anxiety about something that's going to happen, and ours is in the, you don't need to go your booze backbone. Yes, uNkulunkulu will bring it to my dreams. And our visions, we have them every night, every day, whether uhamba, ulele, and then we are poop. It's just that people forget them and they don't attach any meaning or understanding towards them. But uNkulunkulu, ibhayisikopu yayidlala engqondweni zethu every night, every day. To show us a future and his purpose. Right. Thank you.
So to a great extent, people are agreeing that we are at a perpetual constancy of visions. The thing is the kind of form of indoctrination that had happened earlier on in our growth, in that visions are only for posterity, but they are for current times and also the past. And the Father bases us on that, you know, and it's something we need to tell ourselves we are at and accept.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Right, let's hear you again, Pastor Green. I don't know if Pastor Green is still there. I'll try to check him out. Pastor Green, are you there?
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Mm. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We continue with the topic of the vision.
Yeah.
Just listen to this, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 1.
Yeah.
Verse 5.
Mm.
Just hear what God says. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
The past.
Before you were born, I sanctify you.
Past.
I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Now, wow. This, Pastor Ray, is something that really, if you look into it, God is talking here about the future.
Mm.
God is talking about something you have seen long ago. Hallelujah.
Past. Yes.
God said, before I formed you in the mother's womb, I knew you.
Past.
That's vision, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It was not there physically, but he saw it. He saw us already. He saw us already. He said, before you were born, I sanctify you.
Already.
In other words, before we were born, God has sanctified us already.
Mm-hmm.
That is not something that, how can I say, it happened in the past, but God saw it in the future. That is what mm-hmm. vision is, hallelujah.
Yeah.
God saw it in the past, hallelujah, but it happened in the future. I don't know, am I putting it right, hallelujah.
I guess this is
how I want to put it, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
God saw it already, what is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
God saw already long ago, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you,
mm.
hallelujah. And God said, before you were born, I sanctify you, and I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. God was speaking to Jeremiah here, but I believe God is also speaking to us. When we become pastors and apostles and prophets and all these kind of titles that we have, Pastor Ray, it's not something that happened all of a sudden to God. God knew already long ago. You remember the time when David was supposed to become the king. God knew already, this is the man I want. But Samuel was confused. Samuel saw the now, but God saw the future. God knew already, this is the one I want. And David was not even there with them. But God said, there's a man close to my heart that I want to be a king. Hallelujah. So God saw it already before it happened. God knows already. Even as we are talking today, Pastor Ray,
mm.
as we are discussing the vision today,
yeah.
there's things, everything God knows already what is going to happen. God knows already every step we are going to take it. God knows everything, Pastor Ray, hallelujah.
Mm.
But there's something, hallelujah, there's something that I want to bring on the air.
Mm.
You know, although God knows us already,
yeah.
hallelujah, there's also a choice in us. There's also a choice in us. Hallelujah. Remember, Jeremiah was saying to God, "Ah, my father, I'm still young."
Mm.
There's also a choice in us that if God have a vision for us and God say, "I want you to be a great man. I want you to be a great preacher."
Mm.
You also have your part that you must bring. Because although you believe, you cannot love the way you want and do the way you want. You have to be obedient so that vision can be accomplished, so that vision can be achieved. Hallelujah. You have to do the will of God so that the vision can be the way God wants it to be. We look, for example, at Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King said, I see a dream that one day there will be a black man ruling America. And it happened, Pastor Ray. It shows you that vision is from God. He said, I saw that blacks and whites will hold hands together. And it's happening, Pastor Ray. So what I can say to you is that vision, really, that it come from God, it will come to pass no matter what. All God wants from us is to be obedient and do what he wants us to do and listen to his voice. Hallelujah. If God has said something, it must happen and it will come to pass. Thank you, Pastor Ray. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. What are visions and what are they all about? My argument is we are only referring to them as futuristic, but they also refer to the past. And when Pastor Green was speaking about Jeremiah, he made referrals to the past. He was the father was showing what he had done to Jeremiah before Jeremiah could be aware. He was showing him what he had done, so he saw that happening to him. And the father showed him what he had done to him. That's the past. So in all these times, the aspect of the vision of the father always is there. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. I am keen to hear from you. And let's hear. Mfundisi wamina. Awusabona mruti.
Eh, asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nabalaleli bonke beRedio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba
letithokozisayo.
Manje ke pastor siyabona ke umbono. Eh, manje umbono.
Yeah.
Ufika usize umzalwana.
Yebo.
Ukuthi umzalwana abe nguphunyuka bamphethe.
Nazonke, nazonke.
Lapho bathi sesimtholile lo.
Current situation.
Ah, phunyuka umzalwana khona lapho.
Present.
Eh, ngenxa yombono.
Mm.
Yabona pastore ngomnye umnyaka ngazwa ngoba uSilinda ngo-1986
yeah
ngoku ngumeyiso ngaya lekuye ngafika ngahlala naye phansi ngamtshela ukuthi mina ngifuna kuba unje nje 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 wathi asidibana lapha enkonzweni lapha yana
yeah
ufika selapha enkonzweni ethanda sibaningi vela eka usathandazelwa vela sibaningi kodwa kuthe ntambama ngabo 4 wafika umbono kimi wathi funda iBhayibheli ngalifunda iBhayibheli wathi hamba uyothanda ngasuka sikhuluma indaba zepolitiki la le Mozambique le
hayi
ngabashiya lapho ngahamba ngothandaza ngabuye kwaba iloko loko nasebusuku sengivuka ngothandaza ngaqala lapho kuba ngiphunyuka bamphethe umfundisi
nazonke
uma nje umfundisi khona umuntu ofuna ukwenza imigilungwane kufika umbono
yeah
bese ngiyatshelwa ukuthi yenza kanje umunye umfundisi wathi ungihamba nomlethe lapha phambili kwami la
kanomuno
kombonisa kahle ngohamba.
Mm.
Hayi ukukhuluma nayo impimpi zakhe vele mina ngazi lutho. Bangitshela bathi wena hamba uma lapha tuzana nomfundisi.
Mm.
Ah mfundisi lwa ngumfuni mina mara ngaya ke lapha. Tawufika umuntu lapha nombono wenu ngitshela. Bathi ungathandaza ngalendlela le uthandaza ngathandaza kanje.
Mm.
Ngoba kukhona lo ufuna ukubulala la.
Yey madatha.
Uyabona ungena lo muntu phakathi ebantwini ebandleni abantu baningi la. Kuyimagudu vume conference yamagudu le uyabona. Hayi ngaba ngalendle ngoba ngiphunyuka bamphede. Umfundisi uvula mehlo thola ukuthi lapha phansi caba ukuthi sengiwile lapha phansi ngifila. Wabheka ngale kuhleli khona bobaba ngithe masinagogweni siyahlokaniswa umfundisi. Wabheka ngale kuhleli khona bobaba ngale. Sakudibana ngamehla ngambheka wathi asithela ngamlana kanti mfundisa le bathi mina ngamukela uJesu Kristu angisumuntu wesonto mina futhi mina singumzali angisingumfundisi ngumzali wami umKristu mina kanti mambo pastor
sho kanti mambo mfundisa mina na cancer. We need to hear from you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
All right, Mayahi, let me bring this to you again. Now, the current aspect of visions and the vision in itself, what it is even all about. Now, check it out. It speaks also of the current times. And I'm using Job chapter 42, verses 5. It says, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear. And it also says, but now my eyes see you. But now my eyes see you. The vision is current also. Not only futuristic, as we always have emphasized. Mayachi.
Shalom Achim Tuda. We have to remember that time only exists. But to allow him, there's no time. So we always now have that mentality. Like I think also it's how the word is preached, because it's people are looking at Hore. This is where I am, and in future, I'm a millionaire. So we always look at it from in the aspect of Hore. It's more something about what is coming more than even the past or even the present. And clearly, you're putting it right in reminding us to say, hey, when we look at the scriptures, there's what happened in the past, the history which we need to bring in to our daily lives today, and that is going to help us in future. So you can see where it goes together. It cannot be separated. And that is now how it is basically from the scriptures sa Job as well, to say hare tlhaloganya gore it's now. It can encompass all the three aspects of time. But from the creator's point of view or from his realm, yena, there's no time, because he's not bound by time. He exists inside and outside time. So we need to come to that level of understanding when we speak, you know, and answer it. It may probably be because when we're listening or when we're watching, it's always about this is to come. So now our minds are like programmed khonagana every time of it being the future only. Relevala letsa ka jeko or tsamaba letse dietsagetseng. Now, I also would want to look at the current situation, elong gore re tsamaya mo yone, right? Where people would say, they say some people have gone to heaven and all those kind of things, you know. Now, kibata kupa hubala, the book of Daniel, chapter number 12. For instance, somebody can say, happy birthday to my mother in heaven, right? So basically, we need to understand so that even if people are speaking of that, we need to be able to know, because are they telling the truth or not? What does the word say? Because we cannot move away from the word. It is our compass. So the book of Daniel, chapter number 12, yeah. And at the time, Michael, the great prince, who protects the people, will rise. There will be a time of distress such as not that has happened in the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is not found in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting abhorrence or contempt. So we can see here it is the judgment that is to come. And now everyone now has got to awake, because judgment is to come. But then there will be a weighing of the scales to say, whom have I been serving? And that is going to determine, I would say, my judgment. So when we look at the book of Revelation chapter number 5 and verse 2, and I saw the mighty Malak or angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals and to open the scroll? But no one in heaven, no one in earth or under the earth was able or could be able to open or even to look inside. So this is now the book, it has people that would have entered or that are going to enter heaven, right? So which means it is not opened yet. There's only one person who has the authority and the power to open that book, who would know who qualifies to be in that book. And that wouldn't be me, but it is HaMashiach himself. So meaning that nobody wanama could come and claim to say, I come from heaven, or heaven, and so on. Because the book, it has only one person who has that authority to open it. Halal.
I hear you. You have just answered a very big question. People would be saying, I saw a vision, I was in heaven. Nevertheless, others say, I was in hell. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let me hear from you as to what you say about this issue. Visions, what they are, and what they all are about.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
My friend, Godfrey.
Hey. I just remembered something, Babu Ray, about our visions. But I'm a psychologist. I tend to plagiarize a scripture. But if you want something really bad, you must visualize and positive thinking. Those are the principles of the Most High in the scripture. Visions that you must have faith and believe that you found it, you got it, and then it's gonna happen. So I just want to add that other visions, you can create them scriptural and visualize. We have an example.
All right, let me hold you there. I'm going to take you back again. Let me take a call. Sabona Putwami.
No brother Baruki, no Pastor Green.
Hallelujah.
So it's vision, Father. We have Namshan Jego Punabantu Abati, that two years Jesus Christ.
Babuya Zulu.
Every January, that's a coach is a bantu, but this year will be a good year. This is no one is into it. You would have a name, Uncle Muntu Zoba, a man. End of the year, I'm going to read the book. Then I experienced the cooling of Monto Koshisai. Sin has delivered our vision. We must obey God rather than men. Logo Bushuguti, we must live in continuous agreement with God.
Yeah.
Sina, Siazubuti, William Charles Pierre, who the devil is still the ruler of this world. Sepatin has delivered Siazubuti, the devil is no longer our ruler. This vision is because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, brother.
Yeah.
Go back, man, we have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth.
Yes.
John 16, verse 13. Ivizi namasonto amaningi nawufika lapho kufanele ube ne spirit guide. But thina sibe ngokuthi don't need spirit guides. Yabarey. Our vision ithi konke lokho sikufuni ngoba we have the Holy Spirit as our guide, brother.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother.
Wow, thank you so much. May the Father be glorified. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, my brother.
All the time, all the time. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Godfrey, bengisachubeka ngawe. Sorry about that. I had to do that.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Of David,
yeah,
before the duel, the famous battle between Ama Philistine Goliath, the uncircumcised, that big giant, and David. If you read the scripture, you'll hear them, they were visualizing about their future, what's gonna imminent future, who's gonna fall. This other one, giant, I'm gonna crush you and turn into a dust or powder. And then, David, what? Now you are coming to me with javelin and spears. Me now, I'm coming with the word of the Most High, and I'm gonna cut off your. I'm gonna defeat you with my sling and a stone, and I'm gonna cut your head off and feed it to the birds. That's a vision here to David. And current then Ugoliath also had this vision where he crushes him. And then the duel started. The vision that won, that was fulfilled, is a vision of David. So yeah, vision and dreams. We also know Joseph in the prison. He also saw Ama visions, interpreted Ama dreams. And then about Ama servant, Gafaro, one was killed according to this, to the vision or the dream. The other one survived. But when the mistake was Kelela, the other survive the other prisoner with now fear lapho kufaro unkhumbula umtshela ukuthi une out abantu ulona uJoseph interpreter ama dreams. Then the Most High was angry, kept him there another 2 years. So yeah, we shouldn't get excited na sisenze into zikaNkulunkulu ngoba it's his terms, not our terms. Yeah, I just wanted to highlight that ama visions are also, you can create them and create a future for yourself. Ungarojo ama psychologist.
Yeah.
It's the principle ebuya kuNkulunkulu in the scripture ukuthi if you want something you must have faith and believe that you've received it, then you shall receive it. It's the same thing with you visualize, you see yourself driving that car, you see yourself on the pulpit, you see yourself phoning a radio pulpit ukhuluma no Babu Ray namalaleli, then it will happen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Now, when you look at Proverbs, it says in chapter 20, verses 12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Elohim has made them both. And he transmits his visions through that. His spoken word and sight. And he tells us about what's happened in the past and the present and also the future. I concur. I agree with many. I mean, I can say it's futuristic. I agree also with Pastor Green. Isaiah 29:18 says, in that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. And this is that time. This is that time. Look, I was studying what Baruch Yah has been writing, and I was studying this with Mashadi, and we are surprised, man, at the things that we see there. It's happening now. And our error has been that we overemphasize the futuristic, which we should focus on, but also not neglect the current situation and the past. Umfundisi Umwamba says, "Punyuka bamphet." In a current situation, he has referred twice about the current situation. Says, "Punyuka bamphet." He warns him about what is happening, the plots that are happening now. Pray now. There's a plot. And he'll be able to move out of that. All right. Check it out. Christ has also spoken this in a futuristic, which is happening now. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see the Elohim. We were just seeing concept of what has been created theologically, but not the revelation of the Father. But now we see the revelation of the Father. It's getting clearer and clearer. And it's happening even now. That also is a vision. The vision is also taking an unfolding vision, connecting the past, the present, and the future. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother. You've been trying to emphasize on what we are going through now so that we can deal well with the tomorrow. You are quite right here. And you're talking about the focus on what God is doing to us now. So what I want to bring across while we are on that is that we must understand that vision brings us or gives us some kind of knowledge. And this is the knowledge that we will need to use to navigate the today, like you've been saying. So navigate the today so that we can know better about the tomorrow and we can be better prepared for the tomorrow. Because if we're not prepared for the tomorrow, what is spoken of in the Word of God, we are not going to live it. Proverbs 20 verse 12 that you quoted, it says the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. But the question is, are they functional now? Are they functional today? Because we have these eyes today, we have these ears today, meaning we need to see and we need to use them today. And we need to be able to take everything that we have learned today to the tomorrow. As we are saying, the vision is that it's for the current and it's also futuristic. So if we cannot see today, we are not going to lead the people of God the right way. The book of Matthew 15, verse 14, it speaks about the blind leading the blind. And it says here, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into the ditch. So it means if we do not have the vision today, we don't see today, we are leading many to the ditches. We are leading many to death because we don't have an understanding of what God wants us to do today for the tomorrow. So it means for us to be people of vision, we show it by leading a life that is enlightened based on what God has said, based on what God is doing, based on what God spoke to us about yesterday, which is what he is also echoing today, and we know that he will still fulfill it tomorrow. The book of Jeremiah 1, and I think we like this verse very much, verse 11, where the Bible says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. This was asking about the current. What do you see now?
Mm.
What is it that your eye is showing you today and now?
Mm.
Whatever you are seeing now and today, I will perform that. So if we are failing to see things today, we are robbing ourselves of the manifestations of tomorrow. So while God is speaking about the promises of tomorrow, he is also cognizant of what do we see today, because we can fail the tomorrow by not embracing what we see today. And Jeremiah had to say what he sees. Jeremiah had to see well. And the Bible says, God responded and said, you have seen well. What would have happened if Jeremiah did not see well? It means God was going to be void of what he was going to do. God was not going to be able to perform things that were not seen today. So the vision of today is as important as what we are desiring to happen tomorrow. And God wants us to embrace them all so that we can move into the tomorrow with this confidence, with boldness, with faith, knowing that God has spoken about the tomorrow and we saw it today. We don't have to see everything unfolding today, but we can see what God is about to do. And I can begin to change my attitude, change my mind, change my conduct because I have seen what God has shown me today. That will also be a fruit of the tomorrow. What also I want to say is now, or having a vision today changes you. It transforms you. It changes your walk. It changes your conduct. It changes your character. And you can even change the way you speak, the way you speak about the word of God, the future, the current, and everything about you. It changes because you've seen things that others have not seen. Earlier on, we quoted the scripture of Kings, where Gehazi and Elisha were in a certain situation. So their behavior was informed by what they saw. Gehazi was not seeing what Elisha was seeing, and hence we see them talking different things. So we are saying here, vision allows you to be a transformed person. If I am a transformed person, then I begin to do things differently. And by what I see, I become free of other things. I am not going to get into a state of fear because I see things for what they are. And when I see them, I know the truth. And we can even quote John 8 here, which says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. How do I know the truth? I know it by what I see, by what has come into my heart, by what I perceive, by what I have heard and what I have seen. And then this is the truth that will make me free of other worries and anxieties of the world. And I begin to live in God by the truth that he has shown me, and I have managed to embrace it. And I am free indeed because I live in him, because the truth is him. And I will be able to live a life that will be an example to others, the life that will evangelize to others who are watching me. And where did that start? By embracing what God has said, by seeing what God is showing me, by seeing or having this vision today, that I may be able to live it out as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate that. And of course, the very news. I know, Mayaki, now a professor, I know that this perspective is a bit difficult because it drives many people away from the normal, which has become the norm. You know, that when we speak of visions, that there should be this kind of person who will become an imposition upon us, a futuristic perspective. And the very fact, Yoguti, this already is in the Word, is also a very troublesome thing to many because they've been told things, man, and I've seen others being told things, and I feel so sad at times, but I feel so sad at times to see some of the things I've told people. Anyway, thank you so much. Godfrey says, funny that today charismatic churches have vision and mission statements in their constitutions which are devoid of the spirit of Yahuwah and scripture, but have put more emphasis on their business prosperity rather than repentance and salvation of the soul. Amen. Yo, I hear you, Godfrey. Send us your WhatsApps. We can take maybe one or two. 012-334-1322, 102 calls. And, of course, also you can drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp 0826572729. Remember, at the top of the hour, we are having a men's dialogue, which is happening up to 9 o'clock. We are having men's dialogue. I have these two pastors from the Northwest, from Rustenburg, who will be talking about men and dealing with failure. It's happening in about 10 minutes' time. That will be at 8 o'clock.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Okay, the parting shots, Pastor Green.
Amen, amen, Pastor Ray. Thank you so much. Thank you for another opportunity. Pastor Ray, another man that I saw in the Bible, before you was Paul, you were Saul. You remember Saul on the road to Damascus, Jesus saved his soul. Now, this man, when he was there in the road called Straight, God have sent Ananias to him to go and pray for him. Just hear what the Bible says from Acts chapter 9, verse 10. Verse 10 says, now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him, the Lord said in a vision, just hear Pastor Ray, in a vision, the Lord said, Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. Verse 11. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire there at the house of Judah for a one called Saul of Tarsus. And behold, he is praying. And in a vision, this is now Saul, in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming and putting his hands on him so that he might receive his sight. Verse 13, then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. He has authority from the chief priest.
Okay. I don't know what is happening with... Maaki, you are there, eh?
Yes, Maaki.
Okay. All right. Let me try and pursue again, Pastor Green. Yes. Just hold on. Yes.
From God. Mm. Then God chose us already. So, you know, this is vision, Pastor Ray. Because it's things that we do in the past, but God see our future. God.
All right. Okay. Pastor Green, thank you so much. And hello there. Sawubona Dumela.
Hello. Kunjani, Pastor?
Siyaphila njani, Baba?
Siyaphila. Ngibulisa nanabo nawe lapho eStudio.
Amen.
Ngibulisa nabo bonke abalaleli beRadio Pulpit.
Haleluya.
Ya, kushuthi mina ngikujoyinise mfundisi.
Welcome.
Kushuthi mina ku-2027 April ngabona ivision, yabona. IBhayibheli yami yavuleka kumawuba 45.
Ya.
Ebabubu. Itema yireti masingayimaka ukuthi amawuba 45 yasiyaqima ukuthi ibuyela kumagameni emnyama. Ukuthi masingayifunda, ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi iphethe luphi.
Ya.
Maphinda futhi ngabona amahubo 100 i-vesinary. Laithi uNkulunkulu ayikhanda kanjani indlela yakho ukuphaphela umzili kaJehova. That was a vision from God. So uma ngisonteni somebody told me that uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusebenza ngawe lapha. So that was a vision.
Oh no, that's great, man. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Inkosi kubusise, Baba. Ngiyabonga. All right. And of course, Pastor Green, we just cut a bit there, man. And I can still play it. Yes, let me play it
God
for a while.
God see what we can mean for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
God see what we can do. God saw us all long time ago. Even today, Pastor Ray, if we look at ourselves, where do we come from? Who could think ever that I will be a pastor today? Who would ever think that I could be an evangelist, preaching the gospel, telling people about Jesus? Pastor Ray, this sounds very strange, because if I look at what I used to be and what I am today. Mm. Then I can see really the vision of God is true. The vision of God is real. When God says something, there's nobody that can change it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a song that they sing, when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no.
Yeah.
Pastor Ray, this thing is so true that when God has seen you, God, you know, like I said earlier about Jeremiah, I even say now about Saul. When he was still Saul, God has seen already this man is going to suffer for my namesake. This man is going to go through a lot of things. But God also saw that Paul will never give up. He's a chosen vessel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Unfortunately, man, we have run out of time. We have to wrap it up.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, and the final words, my Achi, what say you finally? Just 2 minutes.
Quickly, kikupa kilebele Psalm 119, number 105, which has the letter Nun, right? And Nun means generations to generations. So we are talking about the something that we can say is the past from the past, and it can also be the future.
Yeah.
So as we're talking about time, Kore, we read the scripture which were written in the past, and they are telling us about the future. So it is like a child, because a child would be the one who carries over, you know, the inheritance. So hence it's Nun, or it is Nana, like a child who takes a Nana, to show that now that there's that carrying over, and that is what we need to be aware of. Because then it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So I've carried from the past, and you know, which may have been darkness to those that were behind, but now it's giving me light. Or I was in darkness, but when it comes, and then I can see and fix.
I hear you, my Achi. I hear you quite well. Professor, take your 2 minutes. Finally.
Thank you very much, my brother. My parting shots will be from Psalm 119, verse 37, which is what you quoted. Let's learn to turn our eyes from looking at worthless things and begin to focus on the Lord.
Yeah.
And we'll rather be like Isaiah. Yes. We'd rather be like Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6, where he said, on the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord.
Mm.
So that seeing managed to change him from being a person who was among the sinners and got transformed to be the prophet of God. So let's desire to see more of God rather than to see things that will take us away from the Lord. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much, my brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you also to Pastor Green. Mayachi, thank you so much. I really, 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 really appreciate it, sir.
Kaloboha, Mayachi. Kaloboha to you, to your family as well. Kaloboha di Marona. Kaloboha also Pastor Green, family, also the Professor Bisondezi and her family, and also to our bigger, greater family, that is Radio Pulpit. Until we meet again, Yahuwah willing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Professor, thank you so much, and we really appreciate.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. I thank you with your family. I thank Brother Baruch with his family. Also, thank you to Pastor Green and his family. Welcome, Pastor Green. Also, thank you to our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. Blessings to you this evening. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. And, of course, next week we are going to be touching on the issue of true prophecy. True prophecy. We are going to deal with that next week. And we trust that the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much for listening. And to our guests, thank you so much and good night. And coming up next, we will be touching base with Men on Track on the program Men's Dialogue. And looking forward to hearing from them. Pastor Raymond and Pastor Ron will be joining me. And we are taking you through on issues of dealing with failure, man, and how men are dealing with failure. It's happening right after this.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.